This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The closely watched employment report has just been released for July. Payrolls were 162,000 higher, but that is lower than expected. That suggests an economy that's growing, but only modestly. But the unemployment rate fell to 7.4%, the lowest since December of 2008. Julia Coronado is senior North America economist for BNP Paribas in New York.
This is more in line with what we've been seeing with GDP growth, which was a little bit weaker than expected in the first half of the year. This is not a disaster of a report, but it is showing that the economy remains, you know, fairly vulnerable. We just keep having these fits and starts in growth and hiring.
Also, many Americans are still stuck working part-time, and the average work week fell in this new report to 34.4 hours. In Largo, Florida, 48-year-old Lisa Darcy now has a lot of experience doing the part-time shuffle. Hi there, Lisa.
Hi.
So what do you do?
I work as an executive assistant right now as a temp or part-time, and I also work part-time at a large theatrical complex in Tampa.
And I heard somewhere that maybe you might even be able to add a third job to this, or no?
Yes, I actually just accepted another part-time job for a retail mall.
Now, I'm sure you adore all of your bosses, soon to be three bosses, but isn't that a lot to manage, Lisa?
It surely is a lot to manage, and it's always a scheduling challenge. The theater tends to be in the evening and the weekends. The mall is going to be in the mornings, and the temping can often be consulting, so I can do it from home and squeeze it in whenever I can. So I try to put all of those three together and come up with, you know, 40, 50 hours a week. Doesn't always work, but I try.
How long would you say that you've been looking for the full-time gig?
About 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. About 3 years this month, actually.
So, and no one's been able to come up with 40 hours?
No, but also I did move from New York City to Largo, Florida, and found it's completely different. What we call an executive assistant in New York is not necessarily the same thing as an executive assistant in Tampa Bay. So they took a look at my resume and said, we don't know what to do with you.
What is your sense of the job market in your part of the Tampa Bay area in Florida?
When I read that Tampa Bay is not one of the harshest hit areas, I'm always surprised because very few people I know are happy in their jobs here. Everybody feels underpaid. I've almost given up on finding full-time employment, and now I find that I'm having to put several jobs together just to keep body and soul together.
Lisa Darcy, soon to be managing three part-time jobs in the Largo, Florida area. Lisa, thank you.
My pleasure.